Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center presents Doc Talk, an informative health series educating our community on the services provided at Peace Health. We will begin with our host, George Henry, after these messages.
Don't miss a beat. Peace Health can help you keep up on the latest for your heart with expert advice, advanced procedures, and comprehensive care. We have more than 50 expert cardiologists and 9 heart clinic locations throughout the Northwest to serve you. Let us put together a personalized heart care plan for you so you can enjoy all of life's incredible moments. Because focusing on your heart means you'll never miss a beat. Learn more at peacehealth.org/hearthealth.
Peace Health, community leader and proud sponsor of the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce.
At Peace Health, we believe no one is ever just one thing. Everyone has a story. There are patients and neighbors, our friends and coworkers. They're the people who make our community so vivid and rich. That's why we don't see a broken bone, a cough, or a medical chart. We see you. Peace Health, Peace Harbor Medical Center, Florence. Practicing medicine with dignity, love, and understanding across the Pacific Northwest.
Joining me for the January edition of Doc Talk is Dr. Willie Foster, who is sometimes retired, sometimes working harder than ever. Is that kind of what the case is?
Well, yes. I mean, I've been at Peace Health, Peace Harbor for 16 years now. The first 8 years, I was basically just a doc working in the ED. But for the last 8-9 years, I kind of split my time between working in the emergency department and a number of different administrative roles. And as of October, I kind of stepped away from all those administrative roles, passed those on to other people. So I'm just working shifts in the ED now. So I'm not really retired. I just kind of stepped away from my administrative stuff.
Well, I know from being in meetings and that when someone brings up an idea or a proposition or something, they all go, well, let's ask Dr. Foster. Because you seem to be the, okay, I'll do it guy.
Well, and I'm still saying that. That's why I'm here for this radio interview is like, yes, I will do it, you know. And so I'm still involved in a lot of stuff. But a lot of the day-to-day running of the emergency department has been handed off to Dr. Lewinsky and a number of the other things I was doing have been handed off to other people, committees and things like that. So
the reason you're here today is, I think it was about 2 years ago in February, maybe a little bit longer than that, is that our community was introduced to an app on the phone called PulsePoint. And it is something that has been growing since, I think you said 2011 is when it was first brought into being as an app. Tell me a little bit about what PulsePoint is for those who may not know.
So PulsePoint is an app that you would download on your phone, and it interfaces with the, you know, emergency dispatch system. So if you signed up for PulsePoint, what will happen is you will get notifications on your phone of ambulances being sent out, auto accidents. It does a number of different notifications. And one of the most important aspects of PulsePoint, at least from an emergency medicine perspective, is it can notify you when CPR is in progress nearby to you. And the whole idea would be that, you know, you sign up for PulsePoint, you sign up to be notified of CPR in progress. It is a separate step, you know, once you've signed up for the app, is to sign up for CPR notifications. And if CPR is happening within a quarter mile or a half mile of you in a public location, you would be informed of CPR in progress with the idea that you might get there 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 minutes before EMS does. You could start doing CPR. The app will also let you know if there's an AED, an automatic defibrillator, nearby, because that's the other important aspect. Starting that CPR, pressing on the chest, and what's being taught now for basic CPR is hands only, not figuring out, do I do 30 things and then I do 2 breaths? It's hands only. CPR was being taught at the basic level. So you do that, keeping blood pumping to the brain, and then you try to get an AED there as fast as possible. And for the AED, it's basically following the instructions, you know, place the pads on the chest, step back, let the machine analyze. It tells you what to do. So that's the whole purpose of PulsePoint, is to get people to download it, get notified that CPR is in progress, decide to, you know, go from the store here to the store next door where somebody's in cardiac arrest, start CPR, and hopefully get that AED there soon.
Okay, since I'm a very literal person at times, not always, but at times, let me see if you can clarify this for me. If I have Pulse Point on my phone and the term you use is CPR in progress, what is my motivation to get there if someone's already doing it?
Well, CPR needed. I should not CPR in progress, but you know, the call is coming.
The situation is right for someone that needs CPR.
Right. Okay. So, and you don't know until you get there. So the call would have been an unresponsive person that appears not to be breathing is what would trigger this in the EMS system and therefore in Pulse Point.
I wanted to make that clear because I was confused.
Yeah. I was wrong to use CPR in progress. Okay. There is a potential need for CPR. Somebody's called in and said, hey, somebody has collapsed here. I don't think they're breathing. I don't find a pulse. EMS is being paged out for an unresponsive person. And then the dispatcher would tell the person that called in, can you start doing, you know, CPR and walk them through that? And this would just be a way to get other people who are trained in CPR and willing to do it there.
Now, you mentioned there are many aspects to the Pulse Point app. Can someone just be the Pulse Point part of the CPR needed, or will they be able to choose the different things they want to be notified of?
Yes. So on when you sign up for download the app, it will say, what do I want to be notified for? You know, fires, auto accidents, ambulances sent out. And part of that would be, I want to be notified when CPR is needed.
Have you heard, and you may not know the answer to this, have you heard any information on sort of the looky-loo aspect of this for, you know, people wanting to, oh, I just want to see where the crash is and go?
Well, we have about over 1,000 people. I think it's 1,300 people now signed up in the Florence area, which is closer to the EMS area. So it extends, you know, over quite an area here. I think we have about 1,300 people signed up, but only between 300 and 400 that have enabled CPR-needed alerts. So we would like that number of people to increase. Not that you need to be a professional. You need to be willing to do CPR and then apply an AED, you know, which is part of CPR training now, is how to apply that AED.
I'm speaking with Dr. Willie Foster. We're talking about the app for your phone, Pulse Point, which could end up being a life-saving app if it's on your phone. We'll have more on our next on this edition of Doc Talk.
Don't miss a beat. Peace Health can help you keep up on the latest for your heart with expert advice, advanced procedures, and comprehensive care. We have more than 50 expert cardiologists and 9 heart clinic locations throughout the Northwest to serve you. Let us put together a personalized heart care plan for you so you can enjoy all of life's incredible moments. Because focusing on your heart means you'll never miss a beat. Learn more at peacehealth.org/hearthealth.
Peace Health, community leader and proud sponsor of the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce.
At Peace Health, we believe no one is ever just one thing. Everyone has a story. There are patients and neighbors, our friends and coworkers. They're the people who make our community so vivid and rich. That's why we don't see a broken bone, a cough, or a medical chart. We see you. Peace Health, Peace Harbor Medical Center, Florence. Practicing medicine with dignity, love, and understanding across the Pacific Northwest.
I'm speaking with Dr. Willie Foster at Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center. We're talking about Pulse Point, and when I had my Android phone, I had it on there. I got an Apple phone. I haven't put it on my Apple phone yet, but there are folks out there that may not have CPR training that think, well, I would like to do this, but they also need to get the training. Is that something that, I mean, I guess fire and EMS do that training and stuff?
Yes. And you know, Peace Harbor Hospital is working with, you know, Western Lane, you know, fire and EMS. And we're going to be offering a lot more, you know, CPR, hands only, basic CPR classes here and stuff. I have been told by our nurse manager at the emergency department that CPR is now a requirement for graduation for high school. So we're going to figure out how we can get that training out to the high schools. We want to talk to more civic organizations, employees. Could we come in and do a training for your employees, you know, for CPR, which is basic hands-only CPR, and part of that is AED.
I remember working for a company in the 80s where they had everybody, they had the CPR folks come in and do a training for everybody that worked in the company.
And we'd like to make that option available to, you know, employers here, you know, and organizations, churches, clubs, whatever. Can we come in and do some training? So, you know, Pulse Point has been here in the community for a couple of years. This is kind of a reboot, and we're doing it now because February is Heart Month. It's Valentine's. Right. And so, you know, the American Heart Association and a number of other organizations have kind of said, you know, February is, you know, Cardiac Awareness Month. I'm not quite sure what it's called, but that's why we're doing this push now. So, you know, some of the things we're doing is we're kind of widening at what point you'd be notified, because we can specify as, you know, as the organization, do we want people to be notified if they're a half mile away, a quarter mile? I think we've been going with a quarter mile. We're going to expand that out to a half mile and stuff. So you would – a little bit wider area where you would get a notification.
Well, I think anybody that lives here or has lived here long enough knows that – you know, pretty much, you know, a 3.5 minute song will get you halfway through town. So, you know, that's plenty. It's still plenty of time to get there quickly.
Right, right.
In an emergency situation.
And, you know, the realization is that every minute without CPR decreases your rate of survival by about 10%. If you can shock somebody out of that rhythm within, you know, 2, 3, 4 minutes, their chance of recovery is significantly better than if that AED doesn't get there until 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes. And EMS gets here fast, but it's not getting here in a minute or two, right, in most cases.
What would you say, what would your encouragement be to someone who might be a little bit pensive about doing this because of the responsibility involved in that?
Well, there are certainly Good Samaritan laws that there is not going to be any legal, you know, if you do CPR, somebody's not going to say, well, you did it poorly. I mean, you did your best, you know, and you doing your best is better than no CPR. And the realization is if you're doing good CPR, if you're pushing hard and deep and fast, it's likely a few ribs might break, especially in an elderly person who's the one that's most likely to have a cardiac arrest, not your healthy 20-year-old. And stuff.
I think about that, and I think about the way that CPR is explained, but I'm still not 100% sure of how those compressions work in getting that blood. I know it's sort of like imitating a heartbeat, right?
Yeah, you're just basically compressing, you know, you're pushing over the sternum here, and you're basically, you're getting blood flow through two mechanisms. One is the actual compression between the sternum and the spine, and the other is when you let off, that creates some negative pressure in the chest, kind of going into physiology here. Then that helps keeping blood going to, you know, pump through the heart out to the brain. Because really the purpose of CPR is to keep blood pumping to the brain.
So is the chest wall at any time ever actually coming in contact with the heart during CPR, or is it just the positive and negative pressure that's going on?
No, I mean, the heart's right underneath there. Yeah. So at times, and that's why you need to push hard enough and deep enough, you know, and that's why you might break some ribs. I mean, not to scare people away from that, but good CPR often results in some broken...
A broken rib's better than a casket.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, one of the other things that's... a new addition to the Pulse Point app that I should add on here is part of it is when you got that notification that CPR was needed, you would also get a notification of where the nearest AED was, because you might be in this store not realizing there's an AED in the next store, you know, but mm-hmm. It'd be nice to know that. And you could say, can somebody go next door and get that AED? My app is showing me that. One of the new things that's being rolled out in Pulse Point is that any location that has an AED and is within that distance of a half mile or a quarter mile, they will also now get a notification, you know, even if it's, you know, that an AED is needed nearby, and therefore somebody at that location could be bringing the AED. So not just waiting for somebody to go and get it, but actually being notified, you know, CPR needed in this location. You have an AED in your establishment. Somebody could run that down to where it's needed.
Businesses that choose to get an AED, are you familiar with the process in doing that, or the cost of doing that?
I mean, AEDs are coming down in price. Don't quote me. I think they're well under $1,000 now. And we know that there's AEDs out there. So one of the things we're going to be doing in the next couple of months is doing a better job of making sure of all of them are in registered in Pulse Point, so we know where they're at, so people have access to them. And ultimately, we'd like to see more AEDs out there, you know. And there are some programs out there that can get some grant money to help and stuff. We'll have to look at, you know, what the foundation might do. I'm not committing anything here, but looking at how that might help. I mean, I know recently there was a big push to get AEDs in every single police car, since they're often the first responders. And so there was some money made available through some different things to get AEDs into every police car, because that wasn't the standard until recently, and now it is, because they're often the first one on scene. And we'd like to see, are there any places where having an AED, you know, where are they right now, and are there other places where we could encourage, you know, a church or, you know, whatever, to get one in place?
I'm speaking with Dr. Willie Foster. We're talking about Pulse Point, the app you can get for your phone, whether you're an Android user or a Apple user, you can get it. And we'll talk more with that after this message.
Don't miss a beat. Peace Health can help you keep up on the latest for your heart with expert advice, advanced procedures, and comprehensive care. We have more than 50 expert cardiologists and 9 heart clinic locations throughout the Northwest to serve you. Let us put together a personalized heart care plan for you, so you can enjoy all of life's incredible moments. Because focusing on your heart means you'll never miss a beat. Learn more at peacehealth.org/hearthealth.
Peace Health, community leader and proud sponsor of the Florence Area Chamber of Commerce.
At Peace Health, we believe no one is ever just one thing. Everyone has a story. There are patients and neighbors, our friends and coworkers. They're the people who make our community so vivid and rich. That's why we don't see a broken bone, a cough, or a medical chart. We see you. Peace Health, Peace Harbor Medical Center, Florence. Practicing medicine with dignity, love, and understanding across the Pacific Northwest.
On this edition of Doc Talk, we're talking about Pulse Point, which was introduced in the Florence area about February of 2023, I think so, or during the American Heart Association Heart Month. And it's been around since 2011. And I think you said it was over, what, 5,000 communities?
Right. And every year it's, you know, more and more communities are signing up. There is a little bit of a cost to it, not to you as the user, but right, to the, you know, community. And that's something that the hospital and EMS are covering and stuff. And it's been in Eugene for longer. And there have been, you know, cases of people responding to it, starting CPR before EMS gets there, and that being probably an important part in that patient's survival. We haven't had any cases yet that we can directly attribute to somebody getting a notification and doing CPR. But I can tell you one thing. If we look at the number of patients that have had a cardiac arrest, EMS responds, gets them back, and brings them in. Very few of those had bystander CPR before EMS arrived, and we'd like to increase that. That's one reason why we're, you know, pushing the Pulse Point, because that will get you there, and one reason why we want to do more training. Another aspect of Pulse Point is it only notifies you as a layperson that CPR is needed in a public location. It might be your neighbor next door, and you would never get notified of that if it's in a private location for a lot of, you know, reasons and stuff. But there is a professional version of Pulse Point that doctors, nurses, paramedics can avail themselves to, and they would get notified if they were in that radius distance of it occurring in a private location. And certainly we have a number of our doctors, nurses, paramedics that have signed up for the professional version, but we're making a big push for more of them to sign up. Again, doesn't mean that they're going to respond. They might not be home and stuff. But, you know, personally, if I knew my neighbor three houses was down, was having a cardiac arrest, I would run down there, you know. And that's one thing that the professional version will do, is notify that professional responder of it occurring in a private location.
This is in relationship to the topic, but a little off on the side here. And that is, I think for me, like, one of the fears I have is collapsing in the shower and nobody knowing. And obviously, I guess there are things, there are devices and things like that that are around. I guess they would go to the Pulse Point too, because once that notifies of a person being down,
right,
or unresponsive.
Once that went to the 911 system, this is integrated directly into 911. The dispatcher does not need to do anything extra to notify Pulse Point. It's automated. So if they are sending EMS out for an unresponsive patient, and that's the code they put in, this automatically goes to Pulse Point. It's not something extra that the dispatcher needs to do.
Is there a program that the hospitals are using, or that Pulse Point is using, to get to those professionals, to get to those doctors and nurses? Or is it just sort of a, like, one-on-one, word-of-mouth kind of discussion?
It's word-of-mouth, one-on-one, you know, sending out an email and, you know, encouraging people to read those emails and not just blow through them. It's talking about it in, you know, meetings and stuff. And so, you know, one thing we're going to do is try to get as many of our doctors and nurses and paramedics to sign up for this, you know, and then also getting more of the public, not only to sign up for Pulse Point, but to enable the, you know, CPR needed.
So we've got almost 10,000 folks in the city of Florence, and then I guess the outskirts, another 4,000 or 5,000, mm-hmm. So 15,000. You say we're at 1,300 people on Pulse Point, with 300 actively, or not actively, but 300 signed up for the CPR
notifications.
Aspect of that.
Right.
What would be? I mean, in an ideal world, you know, obviously the percentages would be higher.
Right.
But what in a city of this size, what do you feel like we would need in order to have, you know, adequate coverage?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've asked Pulse Point, you know, in similar communities, how many people signed up, and they go, it really varies, you know, but it would not be unrealistic, you know, to have, you know, right now we're at, what, maybe if we have 1,500, we're not even at 5%, are we?
Well, almost at 10%. If you figure 15,000, right?
Okay.
If you figure 15,000
and we have 300, we're at 10%. I mean, 25% would be much better.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be nice to see if we get to 50% of people that had CPR, you know, needed alerts on their phone.
And again, it's easy to sign up. And again, you're not necessarily under an obligation.
No.
But, you know, if you're in a place where all of a sudden you feel like, hey, I can help,
right,
it'd be good to have the more people we have sign up.
And then, you know, a unique thing about this is, it will follow you to where other places are. So if you have it on,
right,
and you're up in Portland and they have Pulse Point in that city, you would be notified of CPR needed, again, within whatever the parameter is, a quarter mile, a half mile. And it will, you know, give you directions on your phone. It's not like, oh, it's just giving me an address. How do I get there? You know, it can bring up street level views, you know, of how to get there and stuff as well.
Is this a nationwide, Americas? Is it worldwide? How far spread is
I think Pulse Point is just in the U.S., but I'm sure that, you know, other countries have developed it in Europe, Australia, New Zealand. I wouldn't be surprised if it's rolling out in other, you know, countries as well, China and India and, you know, a number of other countries.
Yeah. Virtually, you could be anywhere if that were the case and be able to help somebody.
Right, right. I'm not sure about, you know, if it's going to – if it's a different company, if it's going to translate over. But Pulse Point is certainly throughout the U.S. And I have talked to people that have had Pulse Point, have been visiting someplace else and gotten notifications.
Now, you say we haven't had a case that we can verify here where that was where it was used successfully. But I imagine there's places in the state.
We have. Even in Eugene, there's been cases where people have, you know, and again, there's no way to prove that that CPR was what made the difference, but nobody's going to say, oh, well, don't worry about the CPR. The sooner you can get that CPR going, compressions only, keeping that blood going around, getting that AED, those are the things that, you know, can make a difference. So,
and we're going to finish up with Pulse Point, but I just want to ask this question. What types of heart disease or artery disease make it more difficult for CPR to be successful?
Well, anytime, you know, people talk about a heart attack, you know, and heart attack means, it has a big meaning.
Broad.
A broad meaning, you know, from a layman's perspective. So, I mean, a heart attack, you know, you get that crushing chest pain, and typically that's from a coronary artery being blocked and blood's not getting to the heart, and the heart's aching, hurting, just like your muscles do when they don't get enough blood. And the concern for that is that if enough of the heart doesn't get blood, it can go into an arrhythmia where it's not beating or it's just fibrillating, just kind of quivering in layman's terms. And in that sense, you're in cardiac arrest. You know, layman might say you're having a heart attack, but you're in cardiac arrest. Your heart is not beating effectively. And the treatment for that is to shock it, hopefully back into a perfusing rhythm that's pumping blood out. So you're doing CPR to keep that blood going. You're putting that automatic external defibrillator on. And if it's seeing the rhythm that's, you know, shockable and, you know, that will respond to a shock, it's giving a shock and hopefully restarting that heart again.
I was just concerned with, I mean, you know, how much of a coronary artery disease or how much of a blocked artery or how much, you know, I mean, you don't know, obviously, when you come onto a situation. So you know, but you do your best regardless.
Right. And the earlier you can get that shock, that cardio, you know, that shock, that electricity to the heart, the more likely it is it's going to respond. So, I mean, if you have the left main artery to the heart totally blocked off and it's been 5 minutes and a lot of heart is not getting blood, you know, that electricity might be less successful. But we don't know that at the time. We just know that somebody's heart is not beating. We're doing CPR to keep that blood going around until we can hopefully shock them. If EMS gets there, there's some meds they can give. But really, the key is that early defibrillation.
And again, we're going to get back to the Pulse Point aspect. I just want to ask you another question. If someone is alone and starts feeling the effects of a heart attack or you know, a fibrillation, are there things that a person by themselves can do to mitigate some of the danger, or is it just like, oh shoot, I'm in trouble now?
I mean, they could chew 4 baby aspirin, you know, but really, if they're concerned, they need to call EMS, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, patients often come into the emergency department and go, yeah, I had this chest pain. I go, I'd rather have you come in and we do our workup and say, we don't think it's your heart. Follow up with your doctor. You might need some further testing as an outpatient. And, you know, I'd rather have somebody come in because they're having chest discomfort or other symptoms that could be. I mean, it's not just chest pain. People say, oh, it's not pain. It was just tight. I felt, you know, whatever. And especially females often have symptoms that aren't classic, like an elephant sitting on my chest. People with diabetes, often it's just, I kind of feel short of breath and nauseous and a little bit lightheaded. Those could well be a heart attack.
Okay. All right. Now, Pulse Point, available on the phones. People just have to go to the App Store or the Play Store? Is that how easy it is?
And
no cost?
No cost. Download it. decide what kind of notifications you want, and then most importantly, say, yeah, I'm willing to be notified when CPR is needed. And then the other thing I'd recommend is getting some training in how to do basic CPR, hands only. And part of that is, you know, how to apply the AED. But really, the AEDs are, most of them have verbal commands that walk you through it. You know, I mean, place the pads. Yeah.
Right. Don't not mean to be disrespectful, but idiot proof, supposedly.
Yeah. I mean, place the pads, step back, machine analyzing, shock advised, you know, step back, continue CPR. It walks you right through it once you put the pads on and turn the button on.
All right. Finally, Peace Health, Peace Harbor Medical Center, do they have anything else in Heart Month in February that they're going to be talking about or bringing out? Or
no, I think our big thing is really doing this, you know, relaunch of Pulse Point. It's been here in the community. We just want to see more people getting Pulse Point, more people being turning on that CPR, getting more training out there, because, you know, we don't want to have anybody suffer a cardiac arrest that might have benefited from this.
Dr. Willie Foster, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Doc Talk, presented by Peace Health, Peace Harbor Medical Center. For more information on the program and services provided, visit peacehealth.org.